Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Part 2 of Inside Douglas County, looking at arts events coming up next week. It is the Cuckoo Clock at Umpqua Actors Community Theater, written and directed by Martin Follisey, who is in the building right now. Thanks for coming up.
You bet.
So you're beginning this next week, but one of the aspects I wanted to focus on a little bit is this is unlike most of the time. This is not well-known national play that you've added into the mix and Melly Schwegel has approved and all of that. You wrote this.
I wrote this one, yeah. I wrote this especially for UACT. It's never been presented anywhere else. A lot of my other plays that we do at UACT, I first put on at Riddle, kind of workshop it through Riddle, but this one has been brand new from the beginning for just UACT.
So how many, and I suspect the number is going to be pretty high, how many plays have you written?
Oh, I don't really know. I have 17 plays that are published and performed around the world, and probably, I would be probably 35 plays that I've written.
Wow. So how long does it take to write a play?
Oh, good. Yeah, good question. I never start with one play and just, you know, write it and finish it. This play, The Cuckoo Clock, started like 3 years ago. And as I was writing it, it wasn't coming together really, really well until things happened at school, and then I figured out what I needed to do with this play. This play is based on a lot of people, students and adults that I have met at Riddle.
Wow. So if somebody comes to this who is from Riddle, they may recognize some characters.
I hope not. Ah. I hope not. This is a heavy drama, so it's not one that, you know, you're going to be laughing when you leave, but you will be hopeful when you leave.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it is kind of a heavier production. I would imagine that would be harder to write in terms of just how heavy you can make it.
Absolutely. It is very much so. Our first reading of it, a lot of the people said it was too heavy. They needed some more comic relief somewhere. So I wrote some extra parts in there and some extra characters just for a little comic relief. Maybe not comic relief, but, you know, a relaxing relief from the tensions of the family drama that we see.
Now, as a teacher, and you're still working, how many, you're like halftime now?
I'm at halftime, yes.
So before you were at halftime, though, where did you find time to write?
At night, you know, I found time. I'm not sure where, but I feel like I have less time now than I did back then. But I wasn't involved in UACT back then either, so I had a lot more time to write.
So what's this play center on?
This centers around a young boy who is being raised by his grandmother. The young boy is picked on at school, bullied, and so he's already been, you know, abandoned by his mother, his drug-addicted mother, and so he's got to deal with that, live with grandma. Grandma doesn't have a lot of money, and grandma is also dying of cancer.
Mm.
So it's really heavy for this kid, and you would be surprised at how many kids have to go through that exact stuff. I've got so many kids that are living with grandparents, with aunts and uncles, not their birth parents at all, not even one of their birth parents. And so these kids have been rejected or abandoned by somebody and then, you know, forced to go to grandma or to aunt and uncles. And so this play kind of shows what those kids go through.
Wow. And obviously a lot of addiction issues and things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a tough play to watch. But as I said, I think you'll walk out of the building a little bit more informed about what kids have to go through. But there's also some hope at the end.
So how many people are in the production?
Five.
So that means everybody's got a lot to keep track of.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never written a play with just five people. And so because there's only five, and this is a little on the longer side, they have a lot of lines to learn and scenes to come in and out of, because we go from, you know, the living room to a cafeteria, school cafeteria, and back and forth. And so, yeah, it's a lot for them to do.
How long have you been rehearsing?
Oh, I think we've been rehearsing for 6 weeks now.
So what's the age range of the people in the cast?
Let's see. I think Evan is like 16. He drives. So 16 to 60.
Well, you hope 60s. He's 16.
I hope he's 16. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, nobody's listening that says, Evan can't drive. No, Evan can drive, I'm sure. So he's I think, the youngest, but Arissa might be even younger than that. So 14, 15, 16, all the way up to the 60s.
And so your grandmother character, is this somebody who's been acting for a long time?
Yes, yeah. Amy Kennedy has been acting at UACT for a long time.
So how long did it take to figure out amongst the people that were interested how to, you know, which were the right ones for the cast?
It wasn't difficult at all because I already knew who I wanted.
Mm.
And I just hoped that they auditioned. And so the right ones auditioned, and I got them in there, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Wow. Now, this is the last production of the current season for UACT, the summer musical coming up and all of that. I notice that you are starting off with kind of a unique opening night.
Yes. For the Cuckoo Clock, June 4th, we're having a premiere showing, a world premiere showing. So we will have it start at 5:30 with sparkling cider and light refreshments, and then at 5:45 we will have a red carpet event where the actors will come out. They can get autographs. They can talk to them about, you know, what it's like to develop a character like they're developing that, and it's the first time that this character has ever been seen. So we'll have a kind of a festive atmosphere on that opening night, June 4th.
Wow. Now, after they do all that festive fun stuff, they've got to do the play.
That's right.
And that isn't, I mean, normally you have these big Hollywood festivities, they're kind of their own thing.
Yes.
And so that's actually, I would think, be kind of challenging for the cast to get out there, kind of let their hair down, have some fun with people and all of that, and then, we've got to do the show.
Well, they have to do it. We talked about it, so they were all for it, for sure. And they said, well, we want to make it early enough so we can wear nice clothes out there, and then at about 6 o'clock, they're going to have to go back into the back and start getting ready and makeup and whatnot.
Wow. So as you said world premiere. Where do you hope the Cuckoo Clock goes from here?
Oh, well, I would love for it to go to some regional theaters. Of course, Broadway would be really nice. That's a far-fetched idea, but it's always possible. It needs to see how it goes now. Some people might, think it's too dark, and some people might love it. So I will be definitely taking audience reactions and see if I need to change things.
Now, how long is it going to be on stage?
3 weekends. So from June 4th to June 21st on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 o'clock on all days except Sunday, and that'll be at 2 o'clock.
So what got you into, let me ask you this way. Were you already writing things like this before you started teaching, or did this come later?
Oh, this came much later. I didn't write anything until my third year of teaching. My principal forced me to do drama. I had never even seen my own high school play. I was not interested in drama whatsoever until he forced
me. So what were you teaching then?
Band.
Oh, okay.
I was teaching band, and I wasn't doing any drama at all, and then he forced me to do that. And when I say forced, I could have said no, but Bob Donaldson was the best principal I've ever had, and I would have done anything he told me to do, because he was that good of a man. And he could see that, even though I couldn't, that I would enjoy that. So I went to college that summer to work on my master's degree and joined the musical and fell in love with it. And about maybe 4 or 5 years after that, I couldn't find plays that would fit my number of boys and girls. And, I need one that has, maybe 6 good actors and the rest of them don't need to be good actors. So I started writing them.
Interesting. And now what all have you taught at Riddle?
I've taught band, and then I've always taught 2 periods of something else, including drama, speech, 8th grade arts and crafts, Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish, but newspaper, yearbook. I've done 2 periods of almost everything when I was full-time, and most band directors would hate that. I actually enjoyed it. It was a release, a different thing for me to do, and I learned so much about writing a yearbook, and it really helped me develop my own writing.
All right. The Cuckoo Clock opping next week on Thursday night, Umpqua Actors Community Theater, and again, world premiere.
Yeah.
That's got to feel pretty good.
Yes, it does. It absolutely is.
All right. Martin Follisi, the director, the writer, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.